Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 18 September. Top stories for today. The senior official of a private company claimed trial at the Kuala Lumpur Sessions Court today in the first ever indictment under the Whistleblower Protection Act in Malaysia. According to the charge, Wafi Abdul Aziz was accused of taking action that harmed an informer by provoking the chairman of Education Malaysia Global Services, Dato' Abdul Rahman Muhammad Sharif, to sign the termination of employment document against the employee. In retaliation towards the employee's expose on his improper conduct to the anti-graft body. This is the first time a charge was made under the Act since it was enforced in 2010. The court has set October 22nd for re-mentioning of the case. The High Court today has allowed an application by Penang Deputy Chief Minister Dr. P. Ramasamy to amend his defence statements in a suit filed against him by controversial Muslim preacher Dr. Zakir Naik. Zakir filed the suit in October last year, claiming that Ramasamy had issued defamatory statements against him and linking him to the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam LTTE issue. The court fixed 5 days from March 22nd next year to hear both suits, which will be heard together. The Malaysian Quarantine and Inspection Services Marquis Department thwarted an attempt to smuggle 23 dogs into the country in Pangkalan Hulu yesterday. According to its Perak Director Rosita Superman, the dogs of various breeds worth RM20,000 were seized at the Pangkalan Hulu immigration. The case is being investigated under Section 11 of the Malaysian Quarantine and Inspection Services Act 2011. A North Korean man launched a legal challenge against the US bid to extradite him from Malaysia over allegations he supplied goods to his country in breach of sanctions. Moon Chol Myong, who has lived in Malaysia with his family for a decade, was arrested last year following an extradition request from Washington. He denies FBI claims that he led a criminal group that violated sanctions by supplying luxury goods to North Korea and laundered funds through front companies. Moon is accused of 4 charges of money laundering and 2 of conspiracy to launder money, mainly in relation to his work for a firm in neighbouring Singapore. The court will rule on the appeal on October 8. China is conducting clinical trials of 11 COVID-19 vaccines, among which 4 have entered phase 3 trials. According to the country's Science and Technology Minister Wang Zhigang, Chinese researchers are focused on the development of 5 types of COVID-19 vaccine at once, which accounts for half of the vaccines that have entered phase 3 of clinical trials globally. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.